This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico health officials say they don't expect to run out of coronavirus vaccine. Health Department spokesman Matt Bieber said today that the state orders the maximum number of doses it can, and its orders are typically filled. Nearly 200,000 doses already have been delivered to the state, and more than three-quarters of those have been administered. That puts New Mexico among the top states when it comes to distribution rates. The state continues to have one of the fastest distribution times in the U.S. It has administered nearly 153,000 shots so far. More than 471,000 New Mexicans have registered for the vaccine. While healthcare workers were given first priority, officials with some of the largest hospitals in New Mexico say between 20% and 30% of their medical staff have declined a shot. They couldn't pinpoint exact reasons, since taking the vaccine is optional, but noted that some may be waiting to see how it affects people. State health officials said they expect that hesitancy to decline over time. Under New Mexico's distribution plan, the vaccine is now going to those who are 75 or older, as well as people with medical conditions that put them at risk. Those who work in certain frontline essential businesses also are part of the current phase. The state's death toll surpassed 3,000 today, as an additional 34 fatalities related to complications stemming from the virus were reported. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in New Mexico have topped 165,800. More than 880 additional cases were reported today. The number of infections is thought to be far higher because many people have not been tested, and some people can be infected without showing symptoms. Teams from the two largest New Mexico universities have finally gotten clearance to return home after starting their seasons on the road. An amendment to COVID-19 guidelines will allow teams from the University of New Mexico and New Mexico State to start practicing in their home state again, though they still can't play home games. The basketball teams from the two universities started their seasons on the road due to strict coronavirus measures at home. New Mexico's football team played a 7-game season in Nevada. The tight restrictions in New Mexico forced the biggest athletic moneymaker at the state's two largest universities to take drastic steps. New Mexico's football team moved to Henderson, Nevada, and completed a 7-game season this fall. The men's and women's basketball teams relocated to the Texas Panhandle. New Mexico State's two basketball programs moved to Arizona. The men have had 8 games canceled or postponed due to COVID-19 issues and paused all team activities on January 4th due to multiple positive tests within their program. The women's team also had to pause all activity due to a positive test last weekend. A New Mexico zoo has sent a pair of endangered Mexican gray wolves and their 7 pups to Mexico as part of conservation efforts in that country. Officials at the zoo in Albuquerque said yesterday that the pack of predators was sent south last week and will eventually be released into the wild after they learn to hunt and survive on their own. The zoo has partnered with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for decades on Mexican gray wolf recovery efforts. Several wolves born at the zoo have been released into the wild over the years, but officials say this marks its first international pack release. Officials said the pack was selected for release in part because it has shown to be a strong family. More Mexican wolves are in the wild now than at any time since they were nearly exterminated decades ago. At least 163 wolves were counted during last year's survey in southeastern Arizona and southwestern New Mexico, marking a nearly 25% jump in the population from the previous year. There are an estimated 30 wolves in the wild in Mexico's Sierra Madre Occidental. Work is underway on this year's survey, with results expected in the coming weeks. This is KUNM.